This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Bye from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. At least five people died and one is presumed dead after a military plane from Mexico crashed into the Galveston Bay yesterday. The U.S. Coast Guard confirmed eight people were on the plane that crashed just west of the Galveston Causeway, and we learned there are two survivors. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn was at the scene.
The plane was on a medical support mission that helps pediatric burn patients. When they experienced an issue in their approach to Galveston just before 3:30 Monday afternoon. Immediately, agencies rushed to the scene and were there for multiple hours performing rescue efforts. Galveston resident Sky Decker was riding in his boat when he heard about the crash and came to help. He said he was able to get one woman out alive.
She wasn't saying much. She was in a lot of pain. I think she was really banged up. Both of her legs were broken. And she was asking about the baby, but I didn't know about the baby, so.
It has been confirmed that the patient in the aircraft died. At the time of the crash, thick fog sat over the area, but that hasn't been a determined cause for the crash. The investigation into what happened is ongoing. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
Let's get more on this tragic incident. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is here with me live. Tom, Juliana mentioned that the pediatric patient died. Can you tell us more about the flight and why it was heading to Houston?
Yes, Matt. The Mexican Navy provided the plane to transport the mother and child. It was part of a humanitarian effort provided by the Michu and Mao Foundation, a Mexican nonprofit that helps severely burned children in Mexico get access to life-saving treatment. The child and their mother were from the Yucatan Peninsula city of Mérida. The flight originated from Monterrey International Airport. That's 138 miles southwest of the border town of Reynoso.
All right, Tom, we'll continue to bring you the latest on the investigation and the status of those hospitalized here on News 88.7. Meanwhile, Houston police are investigating reports of two more bodies that have been found in local bayous. Police were called to Bray's Bayou yesterday near Spur 5 and Old Spanish Trail around 10 o'clock in the morning when someone crossing the bayou spotted a body. HPD Detective Sergeant Michael Cass says the body was heavily decomposed and the medical examiner will now try to determine what happened.
They'll still be able to find any like injuries, wounds, broken bones, even toxicology a lot of the times. But at right now, face value, there's not a lot that we can see or determine from the body.
Police are also investigating reports of another body found in Buffalo Bayou near North Crawford Streets. Over 30 bodies have been found in Houston bayous so far this year. In sports, the Rockets lost on the road to the Sacramento Kings 125-124 in overtime yesterday. Four players had at least 18 points, though. Overcast skies right now, 70 degrees here on the UH campus. We'll hit a high of 77 later this afternoon. I'm Matt Harab.